We sure appreciate the invite to come and visit with you folks about our early weaning. We're pretty excited about it, so we're just tickled to be here. The reason I've been invited here is because we have had pretty good success over the last few years with our early weaning program at Mattish Cattle Company. I grew up in the western sand hills by the 30th of April, and they averaged about 1,250 pounds. This last summer, we went ahead and weaned our calves. They weighed 300 pounds this year. We started weaning them the 27th of May and finished by the 27th of June. And we have got them projected out, we hope, around the 15th of April, and they will should ought to weigh at least 1,250 pounds. Let me go into some of the reasons why we have moved toward earlier weaning over these years. The number one reason of our whole outfit is to have April fats. So our thought is the sooner you get that calf weaned and on feed, the quicker he will be finished. This means these calves will be finished probably at around 13 months of age. The second reason for weaning early is to stretch our grass as far as we can. We feel that once you get that calf off the cow, you can just run that many more cows on the same amount of grass. It also simplifies our grass management that we have had. When it was raining, we had a pretty intense range management program. We used our grass really intensive. Yet by building vigor in it, and so it would fix us so we could run more cows on the same amount of grass. Of course, now it's dry and we're taking it a lot easier on our grass, so it's a big benefit for us now. Also, by simplifying our management, by having those calves off, it's a lot easier to move around a bunch of dry cows than it is pairs. From pasture to pasture, if you want to go from here or over clear over here, helps us out a lot that way. We also like having the calves off the cows early because we like to go into corn stalks with more flesh on our cows. And of course, we winter our cows on corn stalks, and in the past several years, they've come up with better varieties of corn and better combines, and they just don't leave a lot of corn in the fields. You just don't put a lot of weight on an old cow in a cornfield. So we like to go in with a pretty fat cow if we can. We have limit fed all or part of our cows for the last 4 years on account of the drought situation. And also by having that calf off that cow, you can make a cheaper ration to limit feed that cow. The last reason that we can come up with weaning these early calves, if you wean that calf early enough, you can take advantage of the passive immunity from that calf. You don't have to put on so much vaccine, and they'll stay healthier during the weaning process. Now that I have went through the reasons why we wean early, let me go along and tell you how we wean our calves. The last couple of years, like I've said, we have been starting around the 25th of May, and what we would like to do, if we have the chance, the time, and the extra grass, we like to go out in the pairs, take some of our weaning ration, and feed them for two or three days before we pull the calves. We feel that this helps get the calf started on feed a lot quicker that way. We have two places that we have been weaning in the last few years. The first one is on 340 acres of irrigated grass. The other place is we have some sub-irrigated meadows on a creek bottom that we have used in the past. On the sub-irrigated meadows, what we have been or have done is we have two nice meadows that we have got divided with a five-wire electric fence. And we will simply take the cows off the, or the calves off the cows, put the cows on one meadow, calves on the other, and proceed to wean. On the calf side, we will take and put out some bunks with a weaning ration out on it, and the calves will get out there and go to eating the ration too. Once in a while, we'll have a few of the calves crawl back through the electric fence, but that doesn't present too much of a problem because we've got a little pasture off to the side that we can just run the cows in, peel the calves off, and get them kind of back in the same place. You do that two or three times, and the calves finally give up and are pretty satisfied. This year, we weaned all of our calves on the irrigated grass, mainly because we were short of help, and we were kind of short of cows or short of calves too, because we have done a lot of culling and sorted off some cows and sold them, so our numbers are down a little bit. We weaned 2,300 head on this 340 acres. The way we do that is we have two circles of irrigated grass with a dry lot built in between them that is surrounded with electric fence. We'll pull the cows off and put them in that dry lot, take the calves and let them out on the irrigated grass. We scatter the some bunks around on this irrigated grass kind of up next to the cows and out by the where they water, and that gives the calves a little better chance to find that, find the bunks. In these bunks, we have been feeding a ration of 2/3 corn gluten, 1/3 distillers that we put out in the bunks. And I don't know if you folks are familiar with these byproducts, but they are so sweet. That calf, you know, if he gets a whiff of it, they're going to be to the bunks looking it over and wanting to eat. Also in that ration, we have been putting a Rumensin trace mineral pellet. And when these calves get up around 10 pounds of the ration, we'll put in a pound of shelled corn to kind of keep bringing them along. We keep the cows locked up in the dry lot for 5 or 6 days until the bull gets out of the cows, and when we think that has come about, we will just gather those cows out of the dry lot, herd them off to some other native pasture, or with the drought situation, we have just put them in a different dry lot and went to limit feeding them the rest of the summer. When we get that bunch of cows herded away, and if the calves are healed up or, you know, are not looking like they're going to get sick on us, we will just go out and gather up another group of cows, bring them right into the irrigated grass, and start the process all over again. We, as we pull those calves off, we just put them right out in with the previously weaned calves. We feel that there's some benefit of that because the older weaned calves kind of show them where the bunks are at, and it seems like it even calms them down. They don't do so much running these older calves, kind of keep them slowed down, we think. It is surprising how these calves respond in this kind of a situation. If you take time and watch them, it looks like there's kind of 1/3 of the calves up next to the cows along this dry lot fence. And, you know, they're just kind of talking to the cows back and forth across the fence. There's another 1/3 that would be out grazing on the grass. And the last 1/3 would be up next to the bunks, eating some ration there. And if you just watch those calves, they just want to go out there and they'll just circulate between those three places. And at no time do they really act like they're really distressed. The old cows are more upset than they are in the dry lot. We are really excited about this gluten distiller's ration that we've been feeding the last few years. We have had lots of other rations, but there is nothing that will compare to this as far as the way the calves take to it and go to eating. It is a high protein, high energy ration that we have been just going out and feeding it free choice in our bunks. And as long as and they get to eating about 9 or 10 pounds for a 300 weight calf, and getting along real well. There is one thing our nutritionists has told us that that there is a high sulfur content in this in these products, and it's something to be aware of, that that you can have some problems if they our nutritionist tells us if a 300-400 pound weight calf will eat more than 10 pounds of that, there's a chance they may develop a polio like symptoms. So that's something that we are cautious about. We haven't seen any problems of this yet, but we're cautious about it. By the time these calves are off the cows for 5 or 6 days, they're usually eating, four or five days, they're eating around 5 or 6 pounds of the ration, and also out grazing that good lush irrigated grass, which is a real positive when you're weaning calves. As long as these calves come in when we're weaning them and they look healthy, we haven't been putting any vaccine on them. We try and use the passive immunity that that these young calves have got as long as we can. But once these calves, if they would start to break with a respiratory problem, we just watch that. If you see enough of them, we jump right in and put some vaccine on them. We usually hit them with a four-way viral and an autogenous pastorella vaccine, and usually cleans them up pretty quick. We have kind of went through the years trying to get ahead by vaccinating. We haven't had real good luck. We've kind of used the vaccine more as a preventative than a treatment. And got along pretty good. When we do this, usually in 2 or 3 days, cleans the problem right up. Probably the greatest reason why we have been successful the last few years with this early weaning and low stress and having less sickness, less death loss, plus getting them to eat quickly, is the fact that we have been using the low stress techniques that we have acquired by studying under Bud Williams. For those of you that aren't familiar with Bud, he is a man that has observed and studied the instincts and characteristics of many different kinds of animals for years. And from these observations, he has come up with different ways of handling animals, ways that that we just weren't brought up to realize. And these techniques are all geared towards managing animals with a low-stress atmosphere. And once you see what these methods produce, easier handling, healthier cattle, and calmer cowboys, it leaves you with a desire to get out and hone your skills to be more adept with using these techniques. We are just real believers in what this can bring ourselves and our cattle. One of the important things that Bud teaches us to do is to teach our cattle to take pressure. From the day they are born, he's got us out there teaching those calves to pair up and drive and move and take pressure. So we're real conscientious about doing that. Also, another thing is he likes to have you out there exercising these cattle. From all the way from baby calves up to the feedlot deal, and they're just more content and healthy. It's shocking. You'd think especially in a feedlot situation, you'd be out there running the weight off of them. Isn't the case. It seems like it helps keep them happier. They're gaining better. These are just real beneficial things that help us wean our calves with less stress. We have spent time visiting with our veterinarian and our nutritionist and Bud, and since we have really started this early weaning process, we have kind of decided that once we wean these calves, we need to keep them in this low stress atmosphere out on the grass for 30 or 45 days, as long as they're getting along good, before we take them to the feedlot. And this seems like it's been working real well. And if we give them plenty of this time to do that, when we take them to the feedlot, they go in and settle in on the ration and adjust fairly quickly. One more thing I would like to mention At least we always have a few late calvers. You know, there's some of them that are born in May and would be maybe 30 days or less old. And we have tried to wean these real young calves with these older calves in this situation. Haven't got along very good. The calves, I don't know whether it's their gut isn't quite ready for the ration change, or maybe it's just the competition dealing with this many calves. But we have talked to ourselves and said, in the future we're gonna deal with these calves different. We'll probably wean them a little later, or maybe wean them by themselves. Something to kind of help, because we just haven't got along real well with that, and I think that's important to at least for us to have seen. In summary, we feel that our early weaning has just been real successful for our operation. Our reasons for weaning the way we wean are designed to fit our operation. They may not work just for everyone, but they have helped us to work towards our goals of April fats and drought management. The use of the less vaccine and less antibiotics, which is a real plus. I can remember 5-6 years ago when we were out buying Micotil, you know, by the case. Now we might buy 5 or 6 bottles of Nuflor now. So it is it's a big deal for us to be able to cut that cost there. Our low-stress handling has provided just positive results, clear from calving to slaughter. In the feed yard, the calves are more content and gain faster. And also during slaughter, we used to have a bad problem with the dark cutters. And with this low-stress atmosphere that we deal with these cattle with, it has just cut our dark cutters problems, to nil. And I just cannot say enough about how beneficial this early weaning has been to Maddox Cattle Company. I sure appreciate your attention, and that's what I need. Thank you.